This is Primal Potential, and I am your host, Elizabeth Benton. Primal Potential is about you. Your ability to change is not defined by yesterday and doesn't need to wait until tomorrow. Your transformation is now. Let's get started.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the Primal Potential podcast for a very rare Friday episode. You guys don't normally hear from me on Friday. I'm recording this on Thursday, and I just got off a call with a new client who at the start of the call didn't know she was going to be a new client, and I had to share part of our conversation with you. I didn't record it or anything, but I just knew that I had to put this out there for everybody to hear, and the best way for me to do that is here on the podcast. So let me give you the setup. Registration is open now for our fall 12 weeks to transformation, which is the final 12 weeks to transformation ever. And somebody reached out to me to say, I'm kind of on the fence about it. Can we talk? And I said, of course. So we set up a call and we got on the phone. Just literally, I just got off the phone with her maybe 10 minutes ago, and I knew I had to hit record. And here's what she said. I have been listening to you for 3 years. And I have thought about working with you a number of times, but I got to be honest, I keep wondering, what's wrong with me? I've been listening for 3 years. I've read your book. Why can't I do this on my own? I sort of feel like it's saying that I can't do it, that I'm incapable, that I'm not strong enough, that I don't know that I don't have what it takes, that I haven't done it on my own up until this point. And I've certainly felt that way before. Fortunately, I don't anymore, and I'll tell you why, and this is exactly what I told her. Do you think for 1 second that Michael Phelps thinks less of himself because he has a coach? Like, what's wrong with me that I can't be an Olympic medalist, a world record breaker multiple times over by myself? No, the whole reason that he is where he is because he's had coaches since he was little. Guys, this is a success hack. It's not even a secret, though most of us don't realize it. We're so caught up in our heads and our egos thinking that asking for help or having a coach is somehow a sign of weakness. It's exactly the opposite. The people who are the best in the world, the people who are movers and shakers, the people who are crushing their goals and accomplishing things, they're not doing it alone. They're not doing it alone. And it's funny, I wrote about this in an email. I don't think it's gone out yet. I think it goes out on Sunday. But somebody posted in our free Primal Potential Facebook group and essentially said, you know, hey, I'm thinking about the 12 weeks, but I'm also wondering, can I do it alone? Can I just make these changes in my life based on the podcast, based on your daily mindset upgrades? And a bunch of people jumped in to share their experiences in the 12 weeks to transformation and how it helped them. And somebody jumped in and said, you can totally do it on your own. And I agree, you can. But that's not to say that it isn't dramatically easier, faster, more efficient, more fun, less stress to do it with a coach. And it fired me up to hear her say, like, I can't help but wonder what's wrong with me that I can't do it on my own. And I just thought of every amazing musician, every amazing athlete, every amazing business owner out there. They've got a team. At a minimum, they've got a coach. And when I think about the things that I've done in my life, like when I think about how I've grown Primal Potential and never had debt in the company and all of those things, I definitely did not do it on my own. I did it with business coaches. I did it with business mentors. That's not to say that I couldn't have done it by myself, but I'm going to be real. It probably would have taken me 10 times longer and cost me at least 10 times more. I have saved time and I have saved money and I have saved costly mistakes by having a coach. And so can you. In fact, I sent out a daily mindset upgrade I don't know, a couple days ago now, sharing a quote from James Clear. And I don't know if you saw this, he sends out really great weekly emails. James Clear, if you haven't heard me mention him before, but you probably have, he is the author of a book called Atomic Habits. And he says, "It costs nothing to ask a successful person how they succeeded, but it may deliver more value than 1,000 hours of hard work." And I totally agree with that. Locking arms with somebody who is going to help you is going to deliver a ton more value than just hard work and discipline. It is not a weakness to have a coach, to have a team. That is a tremendous asset. Whether you're trying to start a business, whether you're trying to lose weight, whether you're trying to improve your relationship, it's like a major success hack. It is a huge leg up. And it reminds me of something Bob Goff says about the difference between a Sherpa and a guide. A Sherpa and a guide. Like if we're talking about hiking, maybe you've heard about, you know, a guided hike versus having a Sherpa. And he explains that the difference, like a guide is going to tell you what mountain to climb, and they're going to order all the equipment, and they're going to get the food and buy the tent and tell you everything to take and tell you where to walk, when to walk, all of that stuff, right? Sherpas let you pick the mountain, and then they do everything that they can to allow you to move a little bit faster. They sort of set things out ahead of time so that you can move a little bit faster. You're still doing the work. You're still making a climb. You're still determining what it is that you want to climb. One of the most important things that Goff says that Sherpas do differently than guides is Sherpas tell you what you don't need, right? Because the average climber way over prepares, way over packs. They bring stuff that they really, really don't need that weighs them down. And I mean, here we're talking about just two different kinds of coaches, essentially. Imagine the difference between doing it totally alone and having a Sherpa. Can you do it totally alone? Yeah, but your chances of success with a Sherpa are dramatically better. You're going to get it done faster. You're going to get it done easier. You're going to get it done with less stress. You're going to make fewer mistakes. And I just, my heart like exploded when she said, "I can't help but wonder what's wrong with me that I can't do it alone." Well, you can, but it will take longer and it will be harder. Having somebody who's in your corner, having somebody who goes before you with success, who goes before you with a plan, who points out what you don't need to carry. Because so many of us are just overprepared with information. We're overprepared with plans and 30 days out and 90 days out and 6 months out that just weighs us down and overwhelms us and really takes away from our ability to focus. I want you to know that I believe wholeheartedly you can achieve your goals on your own, but you're way more likely to get there faster, happier, and complete the journey when you leverage the tools and the guidance and the coaching and the accountability and the resources and the structure of somebody else, right? More value than 1,000 hours of hard work, as James Clear says. The best people have coaches. It's one of the things that I wish I understood earlier in business, because those first few years, though I'm glad I went through them, I'm glad I didn't give up. Oh my gosh, I would have saved so much money, so much time, so much stress, so much fear. So I would have made so many fewer mistakes if I had hired a coach then. It took me a few years to hire a coach. But once you do it, you're like, oh my goodness, and you understand why musicians and athletes and business owners have coaches. It is an investment. So many people look at it as an expense, as money out. And I understand that because you are spending the money. It is leaving your bank account, but it's coming back. It is a return. I think back to when Beth shared her story here on the podcast of the 12 Weeks to Transformation, and you know, she was a little hesitant to spend the money, but she saved $4,000. That's like three times what it cost her to join, she saved $4,000 in just the first 8 weeks. She will save more money over the rest of her life because of the tools she learned. But that's not just it. She lost weight. She improved her relationship, her marriage. She became a better parent. There was so much that she did because of the investment she made in having a coach, in having a guide. So I just had to jump on here and share that with you because I think there's a lot of us that need to be reminded of that. I have to be reminded of that sometimes. Sometimes I look at the investment in having a coach for myself and I'm like, why haven't I figured it out by now? I think I can probably do it on my own, and I have to remind myself, yes, I can, but it'll be slower, it'll be harder, it'll be more costly than if I just invest in having a coach. And if I do invest, that money is going to come back to me in speed of completion, in enjoyment of the process, in so many ways. So guys, registration is open now for the 12 Weeks to Transformation, our fall session, which kicks off on Sunday, September 27th. It is the final 12 Weeks to Transformation ever, which is so crazy. And because of that, we've given you two options. The first option is the only option we've ever offered before, which is participate for 12 weeks, right? For the 12-week cost. But because this is the last one, we're basically offering you for just $500 more the opportunity to get lifetime access, not only to the first tier of the 12 Weeks to Transformation, but all three. So you can continue going through all three levels of the 12 Weeks to Transformation, all of the challenges, all of the daily coaching audios, everything for the rest of your life. So if you want to learn more, go to primalpotential.com/register to get all the details. primalpotential.com/register to get all the details. If you've got questions, let me know. DMing me on Instagram is a great way to chat about it. You can find me there at Elizabeth Benton. But honestly, either way, I just needed to put this out there, this reminder that it is not in any way a weakness to have support, to invest in a coach. It is an incredible strength. It is a sign of strength. It is a sign of maturity. It is a sign of seriousness, and it's not an expense. It is an investment because it has a return in terms of your results, and a return in terms of the investment that you're making. It pays off. The most successful people do not do it alone. primalpotential.com/register. I hope I get the opportunity to work with you. As crazy as it is, this is the last time that I will ever be doing things like weekly live coaching. That's the last chapter for me of that. So primalpotential.com/register. Make it a great day. Thanks so much for listening to the Primal Potential Podcast, where our goal is not to help you learn. Our goal is to help you change. This is a year of action. Take something you learned from this episode and put it into action in your life today. To learn more about working more closely with me and the Primal Potential team, please visit primalpotential.com/transform.